All right, great. So like I said, welcome to the Father's Day Show from the couch of Jojo Max. And as I was saying before we get started, we want to celebrate and big up all the people that are out there who are on the front line still fighting this coronavirus. Yes. And that includes nurses, all kinds of people that, not even nurses alone and doctors. It includes people like security guards and just people in the supermarkets and everywhere else that, you know, don't seem to matter as far as the medical field is concerned, but it do matter. And we want to thank all of you and say be protected out there. Well, today is a special day for the fathers, and we are going to kick off the show, right? So go on, share it with your friends and stuff like that. All right. So here's where we're going to get started now with the first song for the fathers. Yes.
If your heart can love you and give you what you need. And then if your heart can love you and give you so that you don't mess around with my friends in the day. Baby, just give me one reason. Give me one reason why. Give me just one reason why. Give me just one reason why. Hey, love, give me one reason to stay here. Ooh, it's interesting around. Give me one reason to stay here. It's interesting around. Cause I don't want to lose your back.
I don't have nothing else to say. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. All right, so like I said, if you're enjoying the show, go to Cash App, Jojo Mac Music.
Woo! That's what it's called, Jay. It's a cover. Maria.
I love
this
song.
All the night it was to me. The ghost in my head is believing. The wind went in the cage and showed me something. And if you can come on, you go stop.
Round and round and round. Let me ride, let me ride. Anywhere you go,
You know, I said that for the last song, but we have to finish with this one.
As I go on the way, share nothing about my life, you know. So, no, nothing about me yet. So,
this is a challenge for you to get to know a little bit about me. Because, you know, I don't like to hear the people when we eat and when we drink and all of the other. You're better than self, girl. Yes. All right. Okay, so, you know, I'll be sharing that with you from the couch. And that's what I'll be doing with the series. So this is actually the second episode of the series from the couch. And you know, with the threat of COVID thing going on, we'd probably be on the couch for a long time, hopefully not. We have new music coming out, and part two of my book will be out sometime in, well, they say July or August. So part two of Secrets, Mixed Up Moods, and Deadly Attitudes will be out as well. So I want you guys to check it out. And those of you who haven't gotten part one of the book yet, it's called Secrets, Mixed Up Moods, and Deadly Attitudes. It's available on Amazon, so you can get a copy. And part two is coming up. So therefore, with part two coming up in 2 months, you have to get part one so you can catch up, okay? All right, so thank you so much. I'm holding on the album until later on, but we'll be letting out some singles as we go along, you know. So look out for all of that coming from JoJo Mack. And I thank you so much. I love you guys. Thank you for always showing up. Kisses to all of you. Bye-bye. See you at CaribbeanRadioShow.com. We'll be talking right now. Bye-bye.
Went for a walk just the other day with my daddy right beside me. Son, what you wanna be when you grow up? I don't wanna be no policeman, cause crime is getting out of hand. No liar, no fireman. He said, what you wanna be then? Just like you. Me never ever see this, my mommy. Take care of me, you'd like you take care of me. That's who I wanna be, just like you, yeah. No, if you don't know them, daddy, thank God me know mine and him take care of me. Daddy, I'm a general. My butter blank for my daddy. From the day my body's always been there for me. Through the ups and downs, you know you've always been around. So every day me show you love and not just part of the love. Hey, daddy, let me tell you straight. There's no better man I'd want to emulate. I know that Mandela and Obama great, but in my life you are my head of state. Like you, always see a kiss my mommy. Hug up and squeeze and caress my mommy. That's who I wanna be, just like you, yeah. No, you don't know them, daddy. Thank God me know mine and him take care of me. Daddy, I'm a general. Oh, genius man, you're done. From me a little youth, now me son a big man. You ever teach me right, you know you never lead me wrong. Teach me how to love, respect and treat a good man. Mommy says she see you when she sees my face. She smiles, there is no disgrace. Your love puts her in a happy place. So I gotta stay, I wanna be like you. Treat my girl like you treat my mommy. Kill her with love but don't abuse her body. That's who I wanna be, just like you, yeah. No, you don't know them daddy. Thank God me know mine and him take care of me. But he am a general.
magnificent show. I'm telling you, I'm getting some goosebumps. And that last tune was just wicked, man. The tune you dubbed as the last tune, not the last tune.
Oh, you're talking about Ride? You like that?
Yes, yes.
Christian girl, like you like Ride?
Hey, a big people show this, you know, big people show. Nice, man. Oh, my Lord.
Thank you so much. It's so beautiful that so many people showed up, you know, because, you know, Mother's Day was my first live.
Yes.
Right? Mother's Day was my first live, and I still remember the numbers that were on while I was on, and we had like 546 views while I was on, you know, and this Father's Day outdid Mother's Day. The fathers outdid the mothers. I have like 936 here.
So I think it's the intimacy. They like the intimacy and the back riding. Hey, you have a call.
And you know what? I had a friend of Before I even used to take that call, I had a friend of mine who was in, I heard was in the shout box, you know, the big Nada ranks, and them a bleach, oh, them skin, them a bleach, they look like a Ronin. Yeah, and we have to big him up in case him, you know, because I didn't see him, you know, I can't see everything, your girl half blind.
Oh, and, Lord of mercy.
And Lady G as well, so the stars, them show up for it, I'm going to love it. Who do we have online?
Peter the Diva. Blessing.
Come in.
Wonderful show, Queen, as always. I'm glad we got to figure out what was wrong. But overall, it was still a fantastic show.
Thank you. So, you just still had a little problem, but this time it wasn't as bad as Mother's Day.
It's a learning process. So,
yes, the fathers outshine the mothers in so many ways right now. I'm loving the boys.
Definitely. But overall, fantastic show, fantastic performance.
Thank you. The more
we do it, the better we're going to get. So it's all good. And big up the father and big up my stepfather, Erdo Richards in Jamaica. See him where
he is. There you go,
Erdo Richards. I'm going to drop you and I'm going to do good.
All right. You know, Peter the Diva, you know what? I notice you're always like, you know, on top of my things. Them and always support a girl. So me have to say big up yourself.
Course.
Thank you so much. And,
of
you know, let's remind
of
these
course.
People that you have. Tell the people them when you have a show on the radio, Peter the
Diva.
Well,
it's Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Peter the Diva, CRS Radio. Big up on the same and we of course a queen sits under the queen's crown, yeah?
What it feel like.
So
yes?
I saw it goes to always, like I always there for support on us. So big up on the same,
yes,
big up
honey.
Yourself, Ev. Big up yourself, Jojo, Mark, all the way. Love or no?
Yes, I love you too, baby
right.
girl.
All right.
Bye,
hey,
love.
Bye, darling.
Hey, drive good, sister queen. Boy,
yeah,
it's so sweet and delicious when the sister them come together.
Yes,
is that
I love
how
you
always
sweet and delicious. You always use sweet and delicious. I love you, sister Dr. M. I feel sweet and delicious things to talk about.
Oh, my goodness. But bye, queens. Be safe and blessings.
Blessing, my sister. Blessing. Yes, I'm telling you. Hey, guys, remember, Thursday night is always the diva on it. And boy, I may tell you, the diva can put on some hot plates, you know.
You know, I haven't gotten a chance to catch a diva show, but I'm not going to miss it this Thursday. I'm going to definitely put it on my calendar. And check out the show, because I see pieces of it, but I haven't really sat in for the show, and I'm going to sit in for your show, Diva. You hear that?
Yes, you are on for one Father Day dinner thing, you know. Everybody I hit up for the Father's Day and them thing there. Boy, I mean,
right.
I tell you, the fathers, them must have a little sweetness today.
I know so many fathers, I couldn't call them by name, because if I did, some would get vexed and say, oh, you call some people name and you never call mine. And I don't want to lose any of my male friends this year.
I know where you're talking. But that to me a little bit, you know, I mean, this is just so refreshing and sweet and delicious, though. For real. I'm going back and forth. But for real, it is so wonderful seeing you in concert, and a lot of folks who have never seen you in concert get to a little bit of what it is to see you work a stage. Well, no, yeah, work the coach. But I can imagine just really working that stage.
Oh, my God, you've never seen me perform live, have you?
No, that's what I'm saying. Just to get the opportunity for you to work the coach.
I can just some names that they call me when I perform live. They have some names that they call me when I perform live.
Oh, God.
Things like energy goddess, you know? Yeah, because, I can't stand still on that stage. I'm not the kind of artist that stands still. I use up my entire stage, the whole of it, and I just can't stand one place. I mean, you know, it's head-banging crazy stuff when I'm on the stage.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I think I was cut out to be a rock star.
I really think I was.
Yes, because I have rock star behavior on the stage.
Shake the locks and fling the locks all over.
Yes, man, I have rock star behavior on the stage. if it's only the dressing that tells you that it's not Bob Comeback, you see. And then when you hear the voice, well, you know it's not Bob. But yeah, you know, I feel my music that way, the way Bob Marley feels his, because I look at him and I look at myself and I'm like, wow, it's in a body just like it's in a mind. So when I'm on the stage, it just comes out. I'm a whole different.
Mm-hmm.
Be she up there, you know what I mean? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I tell you, I mean, the energy is just so beautiful. If you sit for a little bit and the way you pull the audience in is like, wow, this is a real stage show. I mean, it's like you're there. Yes, I mean, you know, you get out when I say a real stage show, you know, like you have the audience out there, you have, it has all of the energy. You kind of bring us out there, I think, although it is intimate, but it is at the same time, a gathering. You feel the gathering and you feel the intimacy all at the same time.
Right. Well, you're going to feel that when a singer is singing and they feel what they're singing and they're passionate about what they're saying, and especially what they're saying makes a lot of sense, you are going to feel the energy as well. And you know, the crowd is going to feel the energy because it's, to me, no matter how beautiful your voice is, you could have the prettiest voice in the world. The delivery is all that matters. If you don't deliver it right so that them can catch it and hold it and squeeze on it, then, you know, it's not going to happen.
Yes, 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 yes. Talk to us a little bit. I know that it's uncertain times now, and it's hard for you to say what and when and where. But tell us about, you get an opportunity, maybe 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, we don't know yet. What is going on while you sit and wait?
Say that again.
Oh, no, I'm thinking that, you know, it's a question that I'm asking that I don't think necessarily you have the answer. But while you're waiting, or while we're all waiting for, like, the entertainment world, maybe this is the last place that's going to be open at all, which we really so need. And, you know, when it comes to summer, if you don't do anything else, you have to go out to fest, you have to get out and kind of give yourself the freedom from, if you're cooped up inside, this is the time that you open your doors to the sunshine and the breezes and all of that stuff. So, but in the meantime that you are at home, you're at home base, what it is like, you know, missing all of these many months and in anticipation of going back?
The only thing that COVID takes away from me is the stage itself. Because then I was all of my entity was always, everything that I do is from home. So I was like under quarantine long before quarantine come in. So the only thing that is missing is a stage, because I still work from home. I still record. I'm still writing books. You know, and I said books because, you know, part two of Secrets is finished already, and we're getting ready to put that out now. We're working on putting that out in the next couple of months, as I told them on the live just a few minutes ago. So that's getting ready to come out, and I'm also writing a third and a fourth book. So there's a lot going on in my space while we're locked down, and, you know, I just want to be ready for what's to come when it's all
what's
opened up.
Yeah. What's
so in the moment,
because we're going to be hungry. We're going to be literally hungry.
So that's why from now on I'm doing I told them before, I'm doing the From the Couch series.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing the From the Couch series. So you'll be seeing installments of that on from my YouTube page. So
okay.
This is the second installment. So you'll be seeing the rest from the my YouTube page as well. So I'm working on that. And as you know, that I'm still here doing the news, the headline news for like over 70 radio stations across the world. I'm still doing the entertainment news, which is the buzz with Pistol, headline news with Pistol, hot topics with Pistol. So I'm doing all of that stuff as we speak. You know, today on Sundays is when I send out my news reports, and everybody has them out there. It's a weekly report. They're all weekly reports, all three of them. So, you know, they play for the week, and so I stay busy. I stay busy and taking care of home as well. So yeah.
Wow. Hey, of course, folks, if you've been listening in from the live right over there at Facebook, and now we can do a simulcasting thing so you can see what's going on the visual or the video side, and you hear on
right.
the audio side.
And you know what
yes,
else I find myself
fantastic.
Doing a lot of? You know what I find myself doing a lot of? I find myself doing a lot of baking. I find myself making stuff like sarsaparilla and ginger beer, and you know that's what I'm doing while I'm you know home, you know, not being able to go outside much.
You shouldn't be talking all of them things, because then you get the beggars then, right? What's that?
Turn on them glass, you see, right? share alike.
So, I mean, we have this COVID thing, and this is turning point in our lives. Not only turning in our lives, every single day we have to make this adjustment. Do you think, well, we hope to go back to where we are with the open space of the music. What about, like, clubbing, the club music and all of that? Do you think we'll get to that space anytime soon?
I don't think we'll be getting to the clubbing anytime soon. Well, not the sensible people. I think there are going to be a lot of people out there who are going to be going clubbing when they shouldn't really be going, because this thing is dangerous. And, you know, it's a terrible fight that we're in, really. And, you know, on top of that, we're in so many fights right now, because we're also in the fight for our lives, aside from mm-hmm. COVID. Aside from mm-hmm. COVID, we're in the fight of our life as well. You see the people out there protesting every day, you know,
mm-hmm.
human rights and justice, we're saying. So, yeah, mm-hmm. we're fighting for that as well. So it's like fighting all over right now. And there's just so much at stake on every end.
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, you talk about being the fight for our lives. And how much of this fight do you think will kind of seep into the entertainment? Because once you're fighting, you can't be at least celebrating at the same time. So you think that this is going to be going on for a while before, or would it be that if you're going out to do a concert, the whole theme and the mood of the concert would be more of a difference than a celebration? Kind of
I'm telling you, you know, I'm glad you asked that question, because that's the reason I hold off on my album that I was about to put out. You know, we all want to put out an album for the next Grammy and all of that, right? To enter it into the next Grammy and stuff. But, you know, for me, I think I have a really, really good album. I think it's one of my best albums yet. But I'm not feeling that all the messaging in that album is right for the atmosphere. for the time, you know. So, and that's one of the reasons I hold on to it and decide that I'm going to work on some more singles that are more for now. We're going through too much to be singing about partying in the club, you know. So I think that we need to change the narrative a little bit more towards humanity and what's going on.
Wow. And I hope this, well, definitely, if this is really what you're saying and what will be, it's going to be for a little while. And since you guys have the big mic, the golden mic, the big voices, you're going to be in the leadership in terms of what you bring, either comfort or some form of direction when we go out together in these festivals or in these songs. Definitely, you guys are, people are looking to folks who hold the mic to give some kind of a direction. Do you think?
And I recognize that. I do recognize that. It doesn't have to be said. The time just speaks of that. Of that. You know, where the music has to change, the message has to change, and you know, it shouldn't just change for a while, because you know there's a space for all kinds of music. But after a while, I think in this moment, we need to stay more conscious. We need to speak more of what we're going through to help each other through it, through the music, because the music is very impactive. So therefore, we have to send out that kind of message of comfort, especially in a time when we're not really getting it where we should get it from. People are turning to the music, and we need to give them the right type of message to make them feel good about themselves and about what's coming up next for us in the world.
The thing about it, we sit, you yourself, is a Jamaican, knowing the Bob Marley, knowing the Peter Tosh, knowing the Bonnie Wailers, such the like, just to name a few of these, I would call them prophets in some way. These guys' music, you would not know that this music was sung 30 years ago, 25 years, so on and so forth, because they're so relevant now. And these are some of the music that we draw upon in order to give us some strength and support and direction. How was it that time that these people written this music that we were having a kind of a turmoil like we're doing now, or were they foreseeing the future?
You know something, it would seem to me that we always have a situation to write about, and those situations never stop. They may seem like they get swept under the rug from time to time, but when people like Bob Marley was singing and doing his thing, I mean, I think it's foresight as well as what was happening in the time. It seemed to me like it never stopped happening. You know, sometimes it's a little more quiet on the more quiet end, but we're always facing these tribulations that Bob sing about. And it's amazing, because it was just the other day I was having a conversation with someone about how relevant Bob's music is in all times. And, you know, that's the kind of music I want to make, the kind of music that stays relevant year after year, decade after decade. We should all want to make that kind of music. Music is life. It is everything. And we, when we're gone, we want our music to live on. We don't want the kind of music that gets shelved and they say, oh, that old-time thing. That we don't want that. We want music that can always be referred to and draw for, you know?
Yes. Boy, I'm telling you, just listening to this music, I'm telling you, it's a matter of comfort. It's a matter of revolutionary at time. It's a matter of direction at time. And it's a matter of now.
Yes, and one of the things is, you know, I've seen people like Avin, like some of the artists, they're clashing with each other. I think now we need to clash with the system more so than clash with each other.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I say? Yeah, because we need things in the system fixed so that we can move around freely like Southwest, you see me?
Yes.
Yeah.
But see, it was just, well, boy, I'm hearing, you know, it's always a pleasure, you know, it's always some deliciousness talking to you, because you get into the right place, and we kind of, as I said, we definitely get direction from you guys, because within the music, sometimes you won't listen to the politician too much, because it's a hard thing, but when the music, when it's transported or carried with the musical tone, it is so much more acceptable. And not only that, with the music you can memorize everything, so you'll have the whole music, which is the whole thought process of
this artist
being memorized year after year, when you can't memorize
as a point of reckoning. Yeah, as a point of reckoning. And that's what we should put our music out there for, so people can relate, and people can. But while I'm saying that, though, don't get me wrong, we still need those party songs, you know. We still need those party songs that take us out of that, because sometimes some of us, when we think about what's going on in the world, we make ourselves really depressed. You know, some of us make ourselves really depressed. So sometimes we need something to take us out of that depression.
True. As you said, boy, we have to go get on the dancing feet and kind of change the mood.
It calls for that as well.
A lot of what we're seeing, though, the trend before, I don't know, because of aging and all of that and consciousness, my consciousness, I would think that some of what we're going through, the tribulation that we're going through, the disrespect in terms of a lot with women in the music, some of the salacious stuff that is being done in the dance hall, how relevant or how dangerous is or the precedence that we are setting for the oppressive situation that we're going through? Because if we're saying to somebody, don't oppress me, or this, I don't like this, but at the same time, we are saying and doing the same things, maybe even worse, in our circle to each other. How do we really talk for that? How do we really?
I go back to what's going on around the world with statues and stuff being torn down, and, you know, stuff that are not good for us being torn down, and people in general. I'm not talking about just black people, just people in general. And I'm going back to that, and that's how we need to tear apart the reggae industry, and make it more relevant. It doesn't seem that relevant with all that what's going on. It's almost like you can't find anything that you can find the music to you know, that you can relate to, that you can draw to for comfort and stuff like that. But they're not being played. They're not being played. We are not hearing them. That's not what we are hearing. But I hope that coming out of COVID-19 and coming out of all this, this horror, I hope that, you know, people have a different mindset. The selectors, the DJs on the radio, the disc jockeys, everybody, I hope their mindset change in some way to make them see what's important and, you know, get their priorities straight and see, you know, just decide that, you know, come on, it's time for us to change how we do things.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Do you think that we will soon forget? Because a lot of times I'm really thinking that we forget quickly. We forgive and we forget quickly and we move on. Only to, once you turn the door again, the same thing that you forgive and forget comes to bite you again. How much time can we be doing this? And at what point we have to kind of start to put some kind of check on ourselves, on what we're putting out there in terms of what we want to get back? What are we doing? Because the music industry, the artists, whether or not people want to say that they are eras, leaders, followers, we follow them. It is being done, especially for the younger folk. So if we're putting stuff out there that would disrespect us, disregard us, call us name, we are being calling each other name. Well, why can't they not do the same thing? And if we're not respecting ourselves, how do we expect them, whoever them is, to respect us?
Well, like I said, there's always going to be an audience for that. There's always going to be an audience for the stuff that we don't want, that we wouldn't want to listen to, that we wouldn't want our kids to listen to. There's always going to be an audience for that. But what we need to do is, as a people, we need to remind each other. Sometimes some people need to be reminded, and we have to remind each other, sort of be each other's keeper, you know, keep each other in line. Mm-hmm. If we can do that, I think that, you know, I think everybody has to be a little more responsible. Producers have to be a little more responsible. The singers themselves have to be a little more responsible. We all have to take that on because we have, like you said, we have such a big stage. And you know, just getting one person on the right track, you know, even after a one performance or your song being played once is a big deal. And we need to start looking towards that kind of thing, what makes people feel better about themselves, because we all need to feel better right now.
Boy, I'm telling you, it's always so nice to really change, have an exchange with you. Absolutely wonderful. I know this is one of your favorite songs and one song that you have done. And we all like the song, and it's getting out to all of the men, to all of the dad. Even for today, we got to lift them up and cheer them up wherever you are. This one is special for you. One song done by my wonderful queen here, and I show you all the stuff.
Yeah. Well, listen. Back when I was a child, before life removed all the Father would lift me high and danced with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could you
Joan Max. Hey, guys, if you missed the show early on, of course, this is going to be in archives. Or if not, go right there on Facebook, the JoJo Max Facebook, and you will be blasted away by the show.
Was that Stevie Face?
No, that one is Don Campbell. Don Campbell.
You know that in my household, Don Campbell is a favorite, right?
Oh.
I didn't quite recognize it right there, but you know, I thought maybe it sounded like him. But oh my, I just love the way Don Campbell sings. Oh my gosh. Mm.
But
I think he's very unsung. I think he's really good, and they should take more notice of him.
Well, hey, in time, just like how you're really taking note of him. But I tell you, you do justice to this song, don't you, girl? It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
I love it.
Well, I guess everybody does. So I know we got to get an opportunity to really rap with each other again. I hope soon. I hope
you know I'm on your apron string.
Oh my goodness. And now we're having independence coming. Maybe we have to set up our independent bash thing. You know, that's our next big thing.
Don't get a girl all tempted now.
Of course.
Don't get a girl all tempted. You know me. Lights, camera, microphone.
And roll. Lights, camera, and roll. Hey, JoJo, I know you. I just give you the words out to take out.
Yes.
Couple of words, and we're going to get out of here in a minute.
Well, I just want to say thanks to everyone who showed up for the live and who showed up here. And, you know, just everyone who out there who are looking out for others and, you know, taking the time to reflect and do, you know, look towards the future in a more positive light. Yeah, so that's all I want to say. And you know, don't forget, you know, check out my music. It's also on YouTube, the JoJo Mac. I'm on Facebook, JoJo Mac 11. I'm on Instagram as JoJo Mac Music, and I'm on Twitter as Bad Singer Girl. So just check out my music. You know, check out my book also on Amazon.com. Secrets, Mixed Up Moods, and Deadly Attitudes. And go ahead and get that first copy now, because the part two is coming out very soon. So just catch up on your reading. It's not very expensive. Go get a copy. And you can also give for gifts. So, you know, if you have someone who likes to read and you can think of a gift to give them, you can give them, you know, my book. Yeah, it's a very good read, I heard. Thank you so much, Dr. M, for always being in my corner. And thank you for the highlight, as always. I really appreciate it.
Well, we really have full joy all the time. You've been take the time out of your busy schedule to rap with us. And, hey, I want to thank you all out there and there. You know, we don't get the I haven't been around in a little bit, but, you know, when I do, it's always so refreshing. Remember, Peter the Diva is going to be on with you every Thursday. We have some new hosts coming on as well, so look out for them. Hey, we're going to take you out, and remember, if you're going to make some love tonight, make some good love, and take care of the one you're loving on, the girl.
Lord, give me strength as I go on my way. Give me the will to fight one more day. Lord, from the start, you know my heart. That's why I'm singing. Every step I take, I pray that you'll never let me stray. Be the one by my side. Be my guide. On a road that never ends, I know you're my only friend. On you I can depend. Never let me go. give me strength.